What is up, boys and girls and everything in between? It's Bear with us. I am stuffed up and off to a bad start already, but we're going to power through because I'm in a good mood. I am still Matt. She is still Leah. Leah, how are you, my dear?
I must say I'm really enjoying my first week in my 33 years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I really enjoyed last week, our little trip down south, which has led to me still rinsing sand out of my butt crack for a week.
There's some other stuff you should be rinsing out of your butt crack besides sand.
What the f*** does that mean?
Oh my God, I don't know. Can we please talk about the fact that this morning you said, babe, what is that on your face? And I'm like, what? And you're like, right there. And you're like pointing at my face. It's a f***ing pimple. You do that all the time.
Your skin is usually very flawless. So at 8 o'clock in the morning, when I'm still waking up and wiping the sleep from my eyes, I have not had my coffee yet, you come back in from the gym, and I just see this red spot on your cheek. I thought maybe you scratched yourself, maybe one of the cats attacked you. Maybe
you're like,
you had
babe,
some
what
sort
is that
of
crater right there? There's like a big crater on your face. I'm
no.
like, it's a fucking pimple, but thank you.
Why
Thanks.
Is that bad? It wasn't like I said, ooh, God, what is that?
You're like, ah!
I said, babe, what is that?
It's still rude to point out.
I was concerned for your well-being.
It makes me feel like a piece of garbage when you point out my pimples.
What if it had been leprosy? Then I would have been the good guy going, baby, you need to get that checked out so you don't end up in a colony with a bunch of people without limbs.
Babe, sometimes the things you say, I'm just like, what are you saying? You sound stupid. Just shut your mouth.
At least you're smiling. That was a good start. We're still smiling.
We
Two weeks
are.
In a row, what the hell's wrong with us?
I know. I don't want to ever go back to that deep, dark funk. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up.
Remember last week when I tried to sing Bruno Mars and you interrupted me and then sang the wrong lyric?
I'm an interrupter. That would be my name if I was a supervillain.
Well, that's like a really cool band that I like. The Interrupters. They're my friends. I really like
those
guys.
Okay, talk about favorite bands. Like what would be, like, say you had to name your top three favorite bands.
That is an impossible question to ask.
But try.
Why?
Just give me three.
I don't know why everybody needs a favorite band or one favorite book.
Well, give me a few.
Okay, I can give you a few. Okay. I have probably like a top 10 that always.
Okay, I don't want 10. I want like two or three.
All right, we'll say Marilyn Manson, The Clash, Tool.
Okay. I'll take it. Do you want to know mine?
Let me try to guess. I don't know.
Sons G. Roses. For those of you who missed last week's episode, Matt bought a shirt off Instagram that he thought was a Guns N' Roses shirt. Turns out, counterfeit. Makeshift shirt from China that was probably 25 cents and he paid $50 for. And instead of saying Guns N' Roses, it says Sons G. Roses.
It was $22, but yes, she is correct.
I'm never going to let you live that down.
Well, you know what?
Ever.
That's fine. I'm going to wear that shirt proudly.
Okay. So I can appreciate the fact that we are finally in a good place for the last. I know we've been sort of going down this downward spiral and we've been taking you guys along with us. And for that, we are sorry, but we're trying to be totally transparent and honest with you guys and open about our relationship and everything we're dealing with. So because we've been on such a downward spiral, we feel like now we're on the up and up. Last week was a great episode. It was my birthday. So this week we're like, we just wanted to have a little fun. So we decided we're going to play a couple games and just be a little silly. So feel free to play along with us at home. I wanted to play Never Have I Ever, but Matt pointed out that it might not be that fun if there's just two of us.
Right.
Am I right?
Yeah, I usually am.
So instead, we have two games we're going to play. The first one is Would You Rather, and the second is a little fuck, marry, kill, if you will. How many Would You Rather questions do you have?
I have three would you rather questions.
I have five.
Okay, great. So you should start.
I'll start. Would you rather eat shit that tasted like chocolate or eat chocolate that tastes like shit?
You can't come out of the
gate
with this.
You have to pick.
That is awful.
Babe, you have to pick. And that's the rule going forward with all of these, with the would you rather and the fuck, marry, kill. You have to pick. There's no, oh, do I have to? Or I don't want to answer that.
See, Leah's doing her best to propel us back into the doldrums of misery. This is what we get for trying to bring you some levity.
What would you rather do?
I want a third option.
There is no third option. It's
I'd
would
rather
you rather
starve.
Babe, that is not an option.
It's well.
You have to pick.
Then I would rather eat chocolate that tastes like shit. Because I don't actually know what shit tastes like. I imagine it would be horrible. But at least I would know and have some sort of guarantee that it's actually edible food and not shit.
You're sick.
What? You would rather eat poop that tastes like
if
chocolate?
If it tastes like chocolate, fuck yeah.
That's gross. You're
I
disgusting.
I like chocolate.
Yeah, I like chocolate too. That's gross. I can't even look at you the same. This is my girlfriend. She's got a master's in scatology from URI, which sounds like a
no,
UTI.
I only went to URI for my first semester.
Okay,
I graduated from UMass Dartmouth.
Okay, great.
Not to be confused with Dartmouth.
All right. I have one for you, and it came to my mind because of last week, you celebrating your 33rd birthday. Would you rather age naturally and die like you normally would, or would you rather stay the same age you are today, but know you will die in 20 years?
Well, in 20 years, I'll only be 53.
Sure, but you could be 33 until then.
No, because there's no difference between 33 and 43 and 53 as far as how you feel. I'm going to make sure I feel the same. So I'm going to age naturally.
Fair.
What would you pick?
I think if I could stay this age for another 20 years, I can accomplish a lot in 20 more years. My kids would be grown. I wouldn't have to get old. My liver enzymes would be right on point like they are right now.
Why are you so obsessed with liver enzymes? You bring them up every week.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of my liver enzymes because I was worried.
Do you take enzymes?
No, I don't take them. They're naturally occurring.
Yeah, but I take, what's it called?
Fish oil.
No, fish oil, but
red ginseng.
Some sort of husk or...
No, I don't take any husks. Do I strike you as the kind of guy that would take husks?
What the heck is the thing I take for your liver?
Milk thistle.
Yes. Great for your liver and the enzymes.
Bet you my enzymes are better. Anyway, you're up.
This one is stupid. Would you rather wear a tuxedo everywhere, every day for the rest of your life, or wear your bathing suit everywhere, every day for the rest of your life?
I would rather wear a tux. I feel great when I wear a tux.
You would say that. So like even going to 7-Eleven, you'd have to wear a tux.
Yeah, I wore a tux to 7-Eleven. It's funny. It's ironic.
I get it.
Would you rather have sex only once a month, but know that you will have an orgasm? Or would you rather have sex whenever you want, but know that you will only have one orgasm per year?
Orgasm once a month.
I feel like that would probably be the logical answer.
Yeah, I'm not trying to only get off once a year. F*** that, I'll
right.
be miserable.
But you can only have like sexual contact once a month.
With someone else?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
You're up now, Slugger.
Okay. Would you rather fart uncontrollably when you orgasm, or would you rather cry uncontrollably when
Ooh.
You orgasm?
I would say cry. I have a hard time crying. Like, I'm not one of these guys that's like, oh, men shouldn't cry. I actually find that in the rare instance that I cry, it's so cathartic that I feel amazing when I'm done, and like whatever had me so upset just seems minute, and it's kind of like releasing the pressure valve on my brain.
Right.
The problem is I can very rarely get there.
Right.
I get there randomly. I don't know if you ever noticed this, and I don't know if it's because of like all my concussions in the past. I get really emotional over random shit.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
Commercials. Like there, mm-hmm. when we lived in Florida, Publix is the supermarket, right? They used to have sort of Hallmarky feel good commercials like
yeah.
for Christmas where grandpa would come over and get cookies and stuff. Melts me every time. I just fall apart. Just a mess. Just a blubbering, sobbing mess.
Okay, but how will that be for you knowing every single time you orgasm, you're going to cry?
I feel like it might be the ultimate release.
Okay, but what happens if we break up And then now you're with someone else, and every time you get off, you cry. They're going to think that you're in love with them, and that this is the most beautiful thing in the world.
They're going to know that I'm a sensitive artist. I'm basically all the things John Mayer sings about in real life.
Body is wonderland.
IRL. And if it happens every time, I would totally be able to give somebody a heads up. And it's a lot easier to say, hey, after I f*** your brains out, I'm probably going to cry for a little while. Don't worry about it.
If you said that to me, I would be like, bye.
Or I'd be like, hey, listen, so when I get off after what we're about to do, I'm just going to fucking tear ass all over the entire room. Yeah, that's going to get me really far. That's a no-brainer to me.
Oh my God, that's so good. I can imagine. I've never heard you fart. So if you farted after like getting it on, I would be like, what the f***?
Yeah, exactly. Even if I gave you a heads up, now you're going there going, wait, what does that mean? if a guy cries, I mean, generally it's not a bad thing.
Right.
Maybe they're sad. Maybe they think it's beautiful. Or I don't know.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
Well,
okay.
There you go. There's your answer.
Do you have one more?
I do have one more.
Okay.
And this one is very, very particular. Would you rather I get super jacked but lose half the length of my penis? Or would you rather I gain between 50 and 100 pounds but also gain an inch on my penis?
I think I would go with jacked.
I'm just basically feeling you out to see how much my gummy bear intake needs to be adjusted.
I think I would rather the jacked and lose half of your dick, because your dick's already huge and amazing. Wow. So if you lost half of it, I wouldn't miss it.
I find that hard to believe. It's very nice of you to say, but I feel like it's not entirely accurate, and I'm not going to believe
it. Well, that's my answer, and I'm sticking to it.
Great.
I have two more.
Oh, well then.
Would you rather walk in on your parents having sex or have your parents walk in on you having sex?
I would rather them walk in on me having sex.
Did you ever accidentally see your parents having sex?
I have never seen it, no. I mean, I know it occurs.
Right.
But I have never had that misfortune, thankfully. Knock on wood. Did you just gag?
Just the thought. It's just, not your parents, my parents.
I think that's kind of like the ultimate in any sort of psychological damage is to have to watch.
Like, and it's obviously they do it. I just don't even want to think about it. Okay, one more. Would you rather have your partner be a former porn star or your sister is currently a porn star?
Actually, I don't even have to think about this one. I would rather my sister be a porn star.
Really?
Yeah. I don't find any shame in sex work of any kind, right? I think it's fine. If she all of a sudden went, hey, I have multiple sisters, so I don't know which one I feel. There is a little bit of a gray area there, but like I would not all of a sudden pretend they fell off the earth and not acknowledge them.
Right.
I'd just be like, okay, cool. Like I know what site I can't go to anymore. But like if my partner was an ex porn star, now let me first say that if I had met them post porn career and known who they were, like let's say Jenna Jameson, for the sake of discussion, if I met her after and she was done with that and not currently working, I would maybe entertain the thought.
I don't think you could.
I would entertain the thought of attempting to like go on a date. Knowing me, I wouldn't be able to just let it slide. It would totally freak me out at times. So to answer your question, it would definitely be my sister. And both of my sisters are like really smart, and I would figure they could handle themselves.
Right.
Sorry. I don't think they listen to this, but if they do, I apologize, guys. Are we going to continue this game?
Yes, okay, time for the second game.
It's like game night with Matt and Leah. Except you guys don't get to play.
Well, they can play.
Yeah, you can play. You should play.
And I want to hear what your answers are for these would you rathers. Like tweet us, Instagram us.
The important thing, gentlemen, when you're answering your question, make sure you have your partner interrupt you just to get the real full bear with experience because God forbid you get out a solid thought without having your significant other jump all up on your shit.
I'm sorry, babe. I'm going to try to work on that.
All right.
I say that every week and it doesn't happen.
Let's get to the important stuff. Mary Kill.
Okay, how many do you have?
I have two.
I have five. Babe, come on. You really did not prepare.
Bullshit.
You have three would you rathers and two Mary Kills. I'm over here putting in the time and the effort.
You really upset about
it? You got two?
how long do you think we want to do this podcast?
Babe, I told you when we talked about this the other day, we said we're going to have at least five.
I thought you meant between the both of us, total.
I guess I'll go first. All right. F*** Mary Kill. You got Chloe, Kim, and Kylie.
Chloe's the one that I like, right?
No, Courtney's the one you like.
Okay.
That's why she's not included.
Oh. Kylie, Kim, and who?
Chloe.
I would kill Chloe. I would bang Kim and marry... Who's the other one?
Kylie.
Kylie. She's the like the young, hot, rich one right
yeah.
now. Yeah. I just for that sake.
Okay,
fair. I always struggle with that.
Right.
That's why I don't like the alliteration. Like, I did it with my daughters, and now you come into the fold, and there's too many L's in my life. You insist right. on all of our animals being named with P.
Right.
It's like a real weird correlation to the Kardashians.
Well, here's the thing. Pancake, we named Pancake. Pixel, when we adopted her, that was her name.
Right.
So then we can't let Pyro feel left out.
He's a cat.
Babe?
He's not going to feel left out.
He's a smart cat.
He's going to just hear a noise, and he's going to respond to that.
He already
as his
knows
name.
Pyro is his name. Your turn.
Ross, Chandler, or Joey?
Oh, this is a classic one.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know. See, now this is what disappoints me. I actually thought about this one this morning. I was like, who could I hit her with that she might have a bit of an issue?
There's no issue. I'd f*** Joey. I would kill Ross, and I would marry Chandler. Chandler's funny and silly and a little insecure. Ross has been divorced like 16 times.
So you're going to kill him?
Yeah. I don't want to be with someone who's
like
gotten divorced so many times. You've been divorced once.
Okay.
So
how many times was Ross divorced?
Three.
He was married three different times on the show?
Yes.
I guess I didn't pay that much attention.
Right.
Huh.
All right. I got one. Well, actually, I have four more. Ricky Lake, Oprah, Cardi B.
I think I would kill Ricky Lake, I would bang Cardi B, and I would marry Oprah.
So you're just marrying for the money. Now I know why you're with me.
Why would Ricky Lake be a better option? Remember we watched Whose Line Is It Anyway, and Ricky Lake was on it, and she insisted on running around back and forth every time she was in a skit, and we were so annoyed. Why would I think anything? I feel like that was an obvious one. And Cardi B, I don't know anything about Cardi B other than I've seen photos of her and I know like a couple of her songs. That's it. And isn't she like married to that Offset dude, right?
They're getting divorced.
No, they got back together. I saw it online.
Oh, okay. I thought you didn't know anything about her.
I don't. I read Twitter.
I've seen a few photos of her, and now I know all of this information.
Listen,
she's getting divorced, but no, she's not getting divorced. Do you like her? Do you not like her? Do you know who she is? What's her middle name?
What's her favorite color? What I told you, and I know because I met Offset.
Right.
I don't know him,
okay,
but I'm not friends with him. No, I didn't know who he was till I met him.
I met Offset. Okay. How much do you hate me today?
I mean, exponentially more than 10 minutes ago. Ryan Gosling, Ryan Reynolds, or Chris Hemsworth?
What does Chris Hemsworth look like again?
He's Thor.
Let me Google him real quick. Chris Hemsworth?
You're going to make fun of me for not knowing about Cardi B,
what he
but
looks
you don't
like.
Know who goddamn Thor is?
Okay. I'll f*** Chris Hemsworth.
Okay.
And who are the other two?
Ryan Gosling
I'll
and
marry...
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh my God, that one's so hard.
Yep, sure is.
Can Sorry. I be in a throuple?
Nope.
I mean, Ryan Reynolds is so funny, and he's cute. Ryan Gosling is a babe. And I know last week, or a few weeks ago, I said Ryan Gosling is a superior Ryan, but then so many people tweeted me and brought up great points of why Ryan Reynolds is superior.
I would go that Ryan Reynolds is a superior Ryan.
Oh, my God.
And nothing against Ryan Gosling. I am a fan of his as well. I think he's a great actor.
I'm going to marry Ryan Reynolds, and I'm going to kill Ryan Gosling.
Cool. That means Blake Lively's back on the market, and here I come.
This is a good one. Pam Anderson, Carmen Electra, Joey Lauren Adams.
All right. So.
Matt is obsessed with JLA.
I am not. Wait, what'd you call her?
JLA.
JLA now.
Yeah.
I don't know where you got this. This idea that I have this fascination or crush on Joey Lauren Adams.
You bring her up on a weekly basis.
She's in several movies that I enjoy very much.
Okay.
She's in Big Daddy.
Right.
She's in Chasing Amy. She's in, I don't know, there's like four or five movies that I really enjoy that she's in. But yeah. I never am like, oh, she's a super babe. Like, I don't think she's awful. I would kick her out of bed for eating crackers. But Who were the other ones? Pam Anderson and...
Carmen Electra.
Okay, Carmen Electra I would marry.
Okay.
I would bang Pam Anderson and kill Joey Lauren Adams.
And get hepatitis C?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. Listen, I mean, sometimes...
It's worth it.
Yeah. If you're going to climb Mount Everest, you might have a few scars.
A shot before or something. Okay.
Maybe I could teach Pam Anderson to drive a boat. Nothing?
Okay. Last one. Barbara Walters, Kris Jenner, Carol Baskin.
I would kill Carol Baskin. Just because she's one of those people that just should not be famous for any reason.
Let me guess. You're going to marry Kris Jenner because she's rich.
Yeah. But we can't just gloss over the fact that I would do Barbara Walters just out of morbid curiosity. Like, she's been around for a while. She's been around some powerful people. She's been on top for a long time. Maybe Barbara Walters secretly just is a minx.
She's a freak. I guarantee she's a freak. She's like, and this is 2020. Right?
I don't know if that...
That's what she says after she gets off.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I heard, at least.
Well, you might want to check your sources.
Okay, so what I've come to the conclusion of is the fact that you are marrying for money.
Okay.
And I feel a little used.
No. This game is about the lesser of three evils.
Right.
So the one common benefit I picked from all of my marries was that I would at least be financially very stable.
They're going to make you sign a prenup. You know that, right?
Sure.
There's no way, Oprah is marrying you without a prenup. And either is Babs or Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, but I figure if I infiltrate the social network, the social circle, like I could go from Oprah and maybe Gail's feeling a little lonely from time to time.
Oh, so it's a twofer.
Yeah, you know, and Gail's on the morning news and there's like a couple...
So you're trying to get a job out of it.
No, I'm
you're
not
trying to f*** all the anchors.
Maybe.
Babe, a little man horn.
I feel like I could probably get a contract from a major network as a talent liaison.
Are you going to wear your son's G. Rosa shirt?
Nothing gets Babs more fired up than seeing me.
A counterfeit muscle tee.
Is there anything in the mailbag?
Let me take a little dive into the mailbag.
While Leah's diving into the mailbag, make sure you send us some questions, some comments, some answers. BearWithUsPod@gmail.com. Refill the mailbag. We've been getting a nice solid pool to choose from each and every week, but we like it to be full.
Here's the mail, it never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail. Mail! Alrighty. Question.
Steve from Blue's Clues, Big Bird, or Barney?
F*** Steve. He f***s for
yeah?
sure. Yeah. And then, not Barney because he has those little arms. I don't know what he's going to do with those. So I'm going to kill him. I guess I'll marry Big Bird. He has a heart. Heart of gold. I actually watched this documentary on the guy that was Big Bird for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And it was so beautiful. It was so good. I keep trying to get you to watch it.
But you've literally never mentioned it.
Babe,
that to
you
me.
Don't remember. I've brought it up to you so many times. It's such a good documentary. If I brought it up to you once, I brought it up to you at least five times.
You never brought it up to
oh
me.
Oh my God, you are such a fucking liar.
I am familiar
babe,
with
this
the documentary.
This is what happens. Look to me in my eyeball. I tell you things and then you forget them. I promise you. I've tried to get you to watch it.
Maybe
before.
You've got me confused with another.
And maybe
handsome
maybe that's
boy.
Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, well, you and the worm enjoy Big Bird.
Anywho, we have to watch it. He has a heart of gold. He's so sweet. Question number one, honey.
Does Big Bird have a dick?
Of course he has a dick. Ah. If he doesn't have a dick, he's got a beak, so
birds
I'll take it.
Birds don't have dicks, I don't think.
He's got a beak. Okay. Question number one. Honey, you guys remind me of my boyfriend and I. I absolutely love this podcast. With your busy lives, how do you balance work, parenthood, and self-care? Self-care is super important. Goodbye forever. Not really, because that's sad. She's mocking you.
She said her boyfriend reminds her of me, so he must be a stud that's hyper-intelligent and likely has a giant penis. So congratulations. What a catch.
And he's probably just
very
as humble,
humble
as you. So here's the thing. There has to be a balance. I feel like, especially when Matt and I first got together and we were like living together as well, I felt like we had to do everything together. I had never been in a relationship before where I do everything with my partner. It's kind of like you do your own thing and then you're together at night. It's sort of the life I've ever lived when I was dating someone before. But this is my first relationship in where we feel like we do everything together. We wake up together. We run errands together. We get coffee together. We sit on the couch together. We do this together. We work together. Everything. So for the first few months, to me, it was like this major shock, although I loved it. I loved being around him. And then sort of it gets to this point where I'm like, oh my gosh, like I haven't done anything by myself. I think we said earlier today or maybe last week, I can't remember. You know, it's just like, hey, I'm going to go get my nails done. I'm going to go to the spa. I'm going to go. Sometimes when you go to your son's baseball game, that's when I use that time when I go and I do a face mask and I, you know, do a conditioning mask on my hair and just sort of chill out. You just have to make time for the things that are important. And it's not selfish. I think it's okay to spend some time alone.
Yeah, I agree. I think a little bit of alone time. We actually, I think, did an episode about the importance of alone time.
Yeah.
It's just, it's an adjustment. It's not like one hard thing where you go, okay, this day every week is alone day. Sometimes you want to be alone, sometimes you don't.
Well, if we had like a specific day, but you know, okay, no matter what, this time every week we do our own thing. Maybe schedule it if that works for you.
Perfect.
Pencil you in. Question number two, honey. Love the podcast. Leah never stopped singing and Matt never stopped giving her grief for it. We love it. I've been in my relationship for a long time now, almost 15 years. They are an amazing person, my best friend, and have stood by me through good times and bad. We've built a life together, but I'm feeling like we're losing the spark. Lately, initiating sex feels more like work than fun. But because he's so busy with work and school, I give him a pass for not pleasing me sexually or not making me feel special in our relationship. I can't imagine my life without my partner, and I don't want to try to. Since Matt says you're a ride or die, Leah, how would you handle this? Well, I feel like at any relationship, it's not going to be a spark all the time. There's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be times when you're not going to want to stop having sex, and then there's going to be times where you don't have sex. And it's just normal. And I think once you realize that it's normal and it's okay, it's nothing to do with you. You're not, if, as long as he's not making you feel like it's your fault, then you can't, you know, you don't have to worry about blaming yourself for it. But also, it's sometimes like a girl just wants to feel wanted, and you don't want to all the time be putting all this effort in. Like you're saying, it feels like work rather than, you know, just something that comes naturally. But sometimes it is work, and sometimes relationships are work. So you're going to have to suck it up, I think, and just kind of put in the time and effort. And then when you're doing something sexy for him, he's going to feel inclined to return the favor.
I would say, piggybacking off of that, it is very important for you to realize that it is not you. It is not your fault. I'm saying this just assuming everything else is going swimmingly.
Right.
Not everybody feels like f***ing all the time every day. That's how this podcast, at least the name of it, came about, was because in quarantine, I just wasn't feeling it for like a couple weeks. It had nothing to do with Leah. I didn't find her any less attractive. Just a lot going on in my life, in my head, in my, you know, at work. And last week, there was a night that Leah very clearly made her intentions known, and I actually felt bad because I'm like, I'm just not into it, and I was like trying to backtrack to, so that she didn't feel bad or think that I had it was because of anything that you did or how you look or any, it had nothing to do with that. I just had a lot going on in my mind and just wasn't in that headspace. So maybe try again.
Yeah, and don't take it personally. You've been together 15 years, so you probably know what he likes, what he doesn't like. And if you feel like you're saying it feels like work, so put in a little work, put in a little effort, maybe get dressed up, wear something sexy, or do something that you know he's into. And then, you know, it'll hopefully pull him out of that. And then he'll be like way more into you too. So it's like a two-way street. It's hard sometimes when you feel like you're constantly putting the effort in and not feeling it back. But I think maybe you just have to have a conversation with him, and it's okay to talk about it. Don't feel like you have to bottle it all up. Have a conversation, be like, hey, look, I just feel like we're kind of off. I feel like we're not connected. When Matt and I are at our best is when we're having sex and we're feeling like, you know, we're connected.
Right.
And I feel like if it's been a long time without us having that, we're off.
Yes.
So when we are back in, you know, our groove, then we are great. So you just probably need to have a conversation and talk about it. Maybe he doesn't even realize it.
Let's do one more and then let's get the F out of here.
Question number three, honey, Hi guys, my name is Luke and I'm really enjoying your podcast. I have a question for you. I have been with my wife for 14 years now and love her with all my heart, but there is something that she does that still gets to me. She likes to use some of my triggers to really make me upset. And it is for two reasons. Reason number one is she likes to just piss me off just to see if she can do it because it's fun, which she has admitted to me before. Reason number two, she wants to anger bang me, which I have no problem giving her, but I'd rather her not piss me off for it. I have no problem being aggressive if she shows that's what she wants. I have communicated with her about how it makes me feel, and she still does it anyway. What do I do?
First of all, I think it's screwed up that she just willfully makes you angry because she thinks it's fun. But the anger banging aspect, I can appreciate in that there's obviously, I think everyone will agree that once in a while, that's a great time. That is a great experience, the anger bang. However, I find personally, there is definitely a difference between a true anger bang or just kind of rougher than usual sex. We did the anger bang thing once and you hated it.
Yes.
However, if you want a little bit of like rougher sex, that's just on you. You just got to take it. You got to really initiate it. Right. And it's like, oh, okay, game on. I'm not the type that's like, ooh, we've had a wonderful day today. We spent the day together. We had a great time. Now I'm going to come home and punish the fuck out of you. That's not how my mind works. But if we've been at each other's throats for a couple days, right, and then it's like, okay, catharsis time. That's easy.
Right.
So maybe you got to find some sort of happy medium because if I'm actually pissed off, you don't want to have sex with me.
Right.
Because it's just not going to be fun for anyone.
She's doing it because she wants you to be a certain way. Like how you say, like the anger bang, there is a difference between an anger bang and just a little bit of rough sex. She is probably doing it because she likes how you get when you're pissed off. So she's trying to piss you off just to get that. Maybe try to role play a little bit and you say like, okay, this is where we're going tonight. This is what we're going to do. Cool. And then I'm going to say something to piss you off. And then that's what's going to, like, if you know that going into it, then maybe that will be a little bit of a better way to go about it rather than her just genuinely pissing you off and using your triggers, because that's not cool either. I don't like that.
So in conclusion, get a pair of nipple clamps, put them on her when she sleeps and yank them like you're trying to start a lawnmower.
Are you trying to do that to me?
It's an early day.
Because if you want to do it, you can, but just ask.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to like wake up with nipple clamps on me in the middle of the night. These are great questions. You guys are always asking the best questions. We love hearing from you. Even the emails we get with you guys just talking about, oh, you remind me of my partner and I, or my boyfriend and I went through the same thing, or my girlfriend acts the same way. My girlfriend is perpetually interrupting me all the time, and I just want to kill her for it. That was Matt. He sent that email.
I thought I kept that in my outbox. I didn't realize I hit send.
So we really appreciate it. Make sure you refill the mailbag. bearwithuspod@gmail.com. Leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast. Comment on our photo. Subscribe. Help us out, guys. We read it all and we are so, so grateful. We've been doing this since June. So I don't know how many weeks exactly it's been, but it's been quite a lot.
Leah has to take her shoes off to count. This point.
I'm gonna take my damn shoe up, hit you upside the head.
Promise.
I'm gonna put nipple clamps on you and start you like a lawnmower.
Yes. Goodbye forever.
Bear with us.
Does Big Bird have a dick?